This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
Welcome to Specsaver, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to me. Seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston. Heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, July 3rd. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. Throughout the past months, myself and the From a Woman's Perspective team have encouraged you to go forward and stay positive despite the pandemic, the lockdowns, social distancing, and the other things that have come our way. The numbers are going down. We're in a stage two. And stage three is imminent. But now is not the time to drop whatever you've been hoping to achieve and fall back on past patterns. It's still important to look to the future and to live your best now. Use the lessons from your past to strengthen yourself. Now is the moment to create your latest to-do list. We've made it to July. Some of us have suffered more than others. Some have reevaluated their lives as they were forced to view them through the COVID lens. Some stopped completely, too devastated to move on, and they're waiting for perfect, waiting for a perfect time to live. To live your best life does not require perfection. There are always bumps in the road, detours to take, and yet we can all keep our eyes looking forward and take steps, regardless of how small, towards the future we envision for ourselves. We're each unique. Our wishes personal, our goals and dreams are what we carry in our hearts and minds. What's our next step? I believe we need to voice our hopes and dreams. No one reads minds. Words have power, and when those words go unspoken, no one knows what's on your mind or in your heart. And then you can't get input from anyone besides yourself because you haven't shared your thoughts. Dreams can only become reality when one takes action. I find that a to-do list or wish list is a good thing, but to turn it into a done list and have satisfaction of accomplishment, one needs to be motivated to act. Your spoken words can help make things happen. It's been said that talk is cheap, but when you speak your plan, you voice your questions, you not only get answers and ideas to consider, you, by sharing, have made yourself answerable to another person. No idle words. You commit to doing, and then to give power to your words, you must do. By taking action, you give weight to your words and can make your dreams a reality. Your actions after you've spoken are what count. They will take you to your future. So when you speak, remember the power of your words. Speak positively. Use your words to inspire you and motivate you to act upon them. Remember, you can't take back what you speak, so utter only what you truly believe and then act to solidify your dreams. You can accomplish a lot with your words, and you can accomplish more when you act upon those words. Mark Twain said, "Actions speak louder than words, but not nearly as often." Try to be the person that follows through, who dreams, who plans, who strives to get to their goals, and do as much as you can to live every day you have as best you can. Rather than wait for a perfect time to live, live and do now. Now is the perfect time. Now is your time. Make your action list. Know that some things are more easily done and others take longer to accomplish. And be kind to yourself. Here are some timelines to consider. You can tick done off the simpler and smaller things on your list by next Saturday, July 10th, because you'll have 10,080 minutes from now, and you can use them to tackle the small stuff. 1 month from today is 44,690 minutes away. Use the time to finish what you can, and know that September 2nd, the first day of fall, is 81 days away, 116,640 minutes. Time enough to move your small mountains, one rock at a time. You can use it for your bigger challenges. And if you need more time, know that there are 262,080 minutes in the next 182 days until 2022. That's enough time to make much of what you had envisioned, plan, and speak about a reality. If not, your efforts will be respected, and you'll have the satisfaction of having done your best. No journey need be taken alone. You can map the road, and when you encounter a big curve or hill, you can proceed knowing that the road continues and you can get where you plan to go by forging ahead, getting the advice you need, mapping a little differently, and moving forward. I promise you the support of the From a Woman's Perspective team. We're here for you today and every day. A phone call or an email will get to us. The contact information is on my website, marilyns.ca. Or you can call me at 416-504-6777. Be patient because it rings a while, but I will answer or you can leave your message. Myself and the team will help you. We'll help you so that you can make your plans and turn them into action. You'll be able to do what you need to do based on solid information. Every journey starts with a first step. Today can be your pivotal moment to start afresh, or it can be the time to continue on for the things you've already started. Just remember, your words are empty unless you back them up with action. Let's get started with today's show so you can learn from the experts from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today. Online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, Senior Wealth Advisor Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group joins us. And the Farwell Group is nominated, as is most of my team, for the Toronto Star Readers' Choice Award. So I welcome Leslie as a nominee. She's author of the book Bank on Yourself, Why Every Woman Should Plan to Be Financially Single, Even if She's Not. And I'm so proud to say that you're a nominee. Congratulations.
Thank you, Marilyn. It is an honor.
So what do you have for us today?
As you know, we have a lot of experience in working with clients who have lost their spouse. And unfortunately, many times we as advisors are left thinking, if only this couple had done things a bit differently, it would have made a big difference for the survivor. Of course, we don't say that out loud, but it is certainly a thought that we have with all too much frequency. And so, over the next few times that I'm going to be joining you on the show, Marilyn, I'm going to be talking about things that couples can do to make sure a surviving spouse would be okay financially. And to do so, I'm going to share with you the journey that I've been on with my clients, Gloria and Richard. Richard is quite a bit older than Gloria, 15 years to be exact. He's 85 and she just turned 70. This is a second but long-term marriage for them both, and they both have children from prior relationships. So they have a blended family. Richard is a retired professor in an area of business, so he's quite knowledgeable when it comes to the household finances. But 3 years ago, they were referred to me because they were quite concerned, would Gloria be okay should Richard no longer be able to handle the household finances, or should Richard pass away before Gloria? Richard and Gloria were smart. They realized the importance of having an advisor they could both work with. A client-advisor relationship, it's interesting. And not all advisors are the right fit for all clients. Many times, an advisor may work with one of the spouses, but really doesn't interact with the other, or the other spouse just doesn't understand the advisor, or may not necessarily be all that interested in the finances. And that's why 70 to 80% of widows end up changing advisors within the first year of losing their spouse, because the advisor never took the time to build a relationship with them. Now, changing advisors within the first 12 months of losing a spouse is a big change to make. Cognitive decline or the death of a spouse are a couple of the most challenging experiences one can have during their life. And needing to change advisors is adding an entirely avoidable financial stress on top of an emotionally difficult time. And it's the combination that, where possible, should really be preempted, because it greatly increases the risk of making a regrettable decision. Fortunately for Gloria, if Richard is unable to handle the household finances, or if one of them survives the other, they already have an advisor whom they can count on, who understands their household finances, how things are organized, and their financial intentions. Because they have a family advisor whom they both speak with, whom they both agreed would be a good fit for them together and individually, and who's already helped answer the question, would a survivor be okay financially? Having to change advisors at an already difficult time won't be necessary for Gloria or Richard. A widow or widower having to change advisors within the first while of losing their spouse all too often leads us to think, if only. If you're concerned about making sure that you or your spouse would be okay in the event of survivorship, the place to start is making sure you have an advisor who advises both of you and each of you. Someone who truly is your family advisor.
Well, it's good to know that you can go to a meeting and be heard. And obviously, a family advisor would hear all sides of the story and put it together so there's a plan in place that makes everyone happy. I love that recommendation, Leslie, and it is important to be heard. So if someone wants to speak to you about planning financially, having a family advisor, how do we reach you?
You can reach us at 416-863-7501.
416-863-7501. It's important that you're heard and that your financial needs are met and that you feel comfortable. And the Farwell Group is known for that. So give them a call, have the conversation, and be heard yourself. 416-863-7501. Thank you, Leslie, and I look forward to following up with this next time.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Next, learn how to cope with post-pandemic stress naturally from Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic, and then get tips and happy stories from hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto and matchmaker Linda Miller, our Cupid of Misty River Introductions. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio.
You love your neighborhood, you love your home. If it's getting to be too much to handle, share it. Golden Girls Canada is a resource for shared living for single, mature adults. Start living life like it's golden. Go to goldengirlscanada.ca.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So here we are, almost at the end of the pandemic. A lot of things have opened up. But, you know, a lot of my patients are still having a lot of social anxiety. And, you know, since the beginning of 2020, whenever we turn on the TV, listen to the radio, we're bombarded with a lot of COVID-19 information. And a lot of my patients have suffered. They might have suffered from social anxiety before, but certainly, you know, things opening up now might be also causing a lot of patients with social anxiety. So some signs and symptoms of anxiety would be things like feeling nervous and irritable on an edge, having a sense of danger or panic, an increased heart rate, breathing rapidly, feeling tired or weak, difficulty concentrating, trouble sleeping, experiencing gastrointestinal problems. So these are a lot of the things that I was dealing with during COVID. But certainly now that things are opening up, sometimes people don't necessarily just snap back instantly to go back to, you know, daily life. So I wanted to talk about some tips to get ready to face society again. So one of the things I've really been focusing on with patients is really to get outside of the house every day, go for a walk, go to the pharmacy, do some groceries. A lot of patients have been doing store pickup, so it's really time to kind of start getting out and doing some of your own grocery shopping again. Obviously, you know, especially for those patients who have been, you know, double vaccinated, this is a little bit safer to do right now. Some of our workplaces are asking people to come back to the office again. So, you know, if you're concerned about that, really maybe go ahead of everybody else and get comfortable, walk around, just gain a comfort level again to the routine. And you want to start socializing a little bit more, whether it's on the phone, we've been doing a lot of video calls, but really maybe starting to socialize with people one person at a time. Obviously still taking precautions with masks and those kinds of things, but really starting off slow. So a couple of coping strategies to help reduce anxiety are things like exercise. We've been focusing on exercise all through the pandemic, but really maintaining that exercise because of the benefits to reduce anxiety, improve sleep, help reduce tension, and boost our overall mood. And I've really been helping patients with meditation and mindfulness, doing deep breathing exercises, visualizing, even a gratitude journal can be really helpful. And of course, naturopathically, we always focus on things like supplements and natural therapies, and this can include things like acupuncture, herbs, and homeopathy to really help with the adrenals and natural supplements, what we call adaptogens, to really help you cope, reduce depression, and help with sleep. So if people are having some issues with social anxiety, they can give me a call and they want to get some more information, and they give me a call at 905-707-2001. And my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
And the contact information is on my website, marilyns.ca, and that's for the whole team. Well, that's a lot of really solid, good information, and we're all going through this together. And if you have anxiety, and if you want to get some tips from Dr. Betty, just give her a call at 905-707-2001. That's 905-707-2001. A complimentary consultation for 15 minutes is yours, so it just will take your time, and at the end, you'll breathe easier. Thanks, Dr. Betty, and I look forward to speaking to you next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Welcome to Specsaver, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
Words spoken have power unless they fall on deaf ears and are not heard. To explain how hearing aids now can help you hear a full conversation and you can stay engaged in life and hear your best, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto joins us. And before we even start, I'm going to say congratulations, Edmund, on your nomination to the Toronto Star Reader's Choice Award. Almost all the team is nominated, including me. So good morning and congrats.
Thank you so much for that, and thank you so much for reminding the listeners to log in and vote for our entire team for the Reader's Choice Awards. Now, today I wanted to share some information that some people might not know about hearing loss and hearing aids. Now, with respect to a hearing loss, as we all age, we start to lose a degree of our ability to hear. It starts off in the very high-pitched sounds that generally we don't miss, as there is some intelligence in that sound, but we don't really miss it if it's gone. Now, adults in general cannot hear much above 14,000 kilohertz, which is why young people have ringtones on their phones that adult teachers can't always hear when it rings. Now, about the time around 60 years of age, many adults start to feel like their hearing isn't as sharp as it used to be, and so the people around them may start to see that some parts of conversation isn't quite heard occasionally. Now, around the age of 70 is when many adults start to find that hearing conversations and various soft sounds becomes more of an issue, which is usually when hearing aids start to become a consideration. A hearing aid is designed to progressively amplify sounds so that all sounds become audible in a normal sort of way. The amplifications are determined by the hearing test results and are confirmed by means of an in-ear measurement. Which brings me to my happy story for today. I recently met a gentleman by the name of Harvey. Now, Harvey came to us by means of a Google search where he was looking for a reputable hearing clinic that could solve his problem with his current hearing aids. His current set of hearing aids were about 3 years old, but he found that his frustration was at an all-time high. His previous clinic was trying to sell him a new set of hearing aids because his was out of warranty. Harvey was simply not interested in spending another $6,000 on a set of new ones as they had suggested. Now, when Harvey and I met, I asked him to tell me about his frustrations with his hearing aids. He informed me that he never really felt his hearing aids helped him hear in crowds like they promised him. I asked to see his hearing aids, and when he removed them, it became clear as to why that was the case. His fitting was likely the number one problem, and his hearing aid settings were likely the other issue. And after a quick hearing test and a quick adjustment, Harvey was hearing things quite normally again. We saved Harvey over $5,500 this time. Now, about a week later, I followed up with Harvey, and he and his wife were both very, very happy.
Well, Edmund, that's why you're nominated for Toronto Star Reader's Choice Award. Who wouldn't want to save $5,500? Thank you for sharing that story. It illustrates the work you do and how you can repair and deal with every kind of hearing aid and every person. You listen and you act. Thank you, Edmund. And if someone wants to talk to you about their hearing or their hearing aids, how do we reach you?
The best way to reach us is now by phone at 416-754-4327.
416-754-4327. Ask your questions, your voice will be heard, and you'll get your answers. Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, Edmund Ivazian and his team. Thanks again, and hear a happy story next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn. Take care.
Now, if you're ready to welcome someone new into your life, you can speak up and be heard by our Cupid matchmaker, Linda Miller. She'll listen and then not only help you find the right match, but also guide you through the dating process as well. And now, our Toronto Star Reader Choice Award nominee for Best Personal Service joins us. Good morning, Linda, and congratulations.
Good morning, Marilyn, and thank you very much. Thanks. It's lovely to be, acknowledged. Very nice. And so I had two couples actually call me yesterday morning and tell me that they're, on hold for people, and they've obviously made some changes in their life. One of them, Sadie, I was talking to, she's with Alex, and she's delighted. And she said, oh, well, I've already introduced him to my daughter and my son-in-law, and it went really well. And, we're spending so much time together, and we're making plans for what we want to do in the future. And I said, well, that's moving pretty fast because they've only been going out for like a month. And she said, well, no, there's no flies on us. I thought that was cute. And she said, the thing about it is, she said, when you're younger, she said, I think you kind of bounce around the truth or bounce around the things you want to know because you sort of want to make the right impression. But she said, when you're 80, like I am, you end up talking, when you meet somebody you make a connection with, she said, we're talking about all the major things. She said, we're not making small talk. We're talking about what really matters to us. we're talking about really basic principles and ideas. And she said, it's wonderful. And she said, and I'm going to say this, but I know it's not a very feminist thing to say, but she did say to me, she said, I love belonging to a man. She said, it's so nice that there's somebody out there that's looking out for me and who thinks of me as his. And I think of, you know, myself that way as well. And I thought, not politically correct, but I get what you mean. Like, you know, you're somebody's number one. You're somebody's person. And I think it, for her, you know, she said that's, it just feels so wonderful. And she said, you know, all my girlfriends are like so excited because I've been going out with these guys and I'm meeting them all and they can't believe how nice they are and that, you know, I'm doing this. And they're all totally titillated by the whole experience. So I said, well, tell them all to come to me. Anyway, she's having so much fun. And she said, I just hope this lasts forever because she said, he just seems like the perfect guy for me.
Well, people speak to you. You listen, and then you find them the right person and put it together. And Sadie and Alex are an example of that. If someone wants to speak to you and be heard and find that special someone, how do we reach you?
So the best thing to do is to give our office a call. If you're in Toronto, it's 416-777-6302. We also have a toll-free number on our website, and that's mistyriverintros.com. And if you're nervous and you're not quite ready to pick up the phone, we have a chat feature where you can just type your questions in there, and that's an actual person on the other end typing back to you. And my website as well, it has a wealth of information. I write a dating blog. I was just doing some of those this morning because some of the same questions people will ask me time and time again about dating and about relationships. So I try to answer some of those in my dating blog. So I'd love to do a free consultation. I'm always happy to spend the hour and do a free consultation with someone, find out all about them, make sure there's people that meet their criteria in our group of clients, and give them a better idea of how the service works and what they can come to expect if they do decide to go ahead and become a member.
Well, since Cupid exists on the From a Woman's Perspective team, all you have to do is call 416-777-6302 and have a conversation, and it'll all unfold from there. And Marilyn's.ca has a list of the sponsor expert team of From a Woman's Perspective. And I'm going to put the different categories on the Toronto Star Reader's Choice Award on there so you can vote as well. Linda, thank you. And I look forward to hearing a happy story next week.
Thanks so much, Marilyn.
Next, Dr. Vivian Brown introduces us to her latest book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, followed by realtor Melanie Martin, who will give us her deal of the week, and Dorothy Mazzeau, who will explain home sharing and goldengirlscanada.ca. I'm Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome to Specsaver, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to me. Seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now award-winning family physician, women's health expert, and author of the Canadian bestseller, A New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us to give us her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. It's so nice to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you. And I've had calls from listeners who wonder what the difference is between the old A Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging and the new Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. So maybe you could explain a little.
Well, thank you, Marilyn, and thank you for giving me that opportunity. My first book came out in 2017, which really meant I wrote it in 2016. That's 5 years ago. What we know is we didn't have COVID 5 years ago. We didn't have a number of drugs 5 years ago. And medicine needs to be updated on a regular basis. We update our computers all the time, and we need to update our medical knowledge. So in the latest book, which just came out in February of this year, I went through every chapter and updated some of the information. For example, in the chapter on the value of vaccines, I talked a little bit about the new shingles vaccine, which is recommended for everybody over the age of 50. In the chapter on osteoporosis, I talked about some of the new bone-building drugs. What that means is there's new drugs not just to stabilize the bone you have and to keep you from losing bone, but it actually helps you build more bone. So for women in particular who are at risk for osteoporosis, this is life-changing. It actually helps you get back what you may have lost in the last 10 years. I put in a chapter on sexuality and health because it's a very important area, and part of living for a long time and living independently is also still enjoying your partnership and relationship with the people that you care about. There's new medication in Canada that looks at hypoactive sexual desire disorder when women aren't feeling the way they would like to feel in terms of sexual health. And finally, I added information on exercise, on nutrition, and how to do a virtual medical appointment with your doctor. You know, with COVID, we've been doing a lot of things online, and there are tricks and techniques so that you can get the most out of that visit and so that your doctor can be the most helpful to you. So I look at this as an updated version, and what I think is that as we grow older, we want to be as up-to-date as possible on all of the health issues that affect us and all of the choices we can make.
So if you want current information so that you can take charge of your health and move forward each day knowing you've done your best, all you have to do is get a copy of Dr. Brown's book, A New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. It's 2021 information, and it's available at my store, Maryland's. I have signed copies, or bookstores right across Canada have it, and Amazon as well. All you have to do is remember the name, A New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. Ask for it, read it, and take charge of your health. Thank you, Dr. Brown. Thanks for explaining what the update means.
It's my pleasure, Marilyn. You know, we all want to get older, but we want to get older and maintain our independence. And that's what it's all about. So hopefully, as the weather has improved and as our situation with COVID improves, I will get to see you on the golf course.
I look forward to that, and I'm going to be reading your new book. I just got it on my night table and opened it a few times, but I plan to get through the whole thing. Thanks again. And as I said, A New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. Remember the name, and you'll be able to have a GPS to your best health.
As the last of your tension drips away and Pierre has magically pressed out the last knot, right before you checked, double-checked, and rechecked just how beautiful your hair, makeup, and nails look, a splendid sigh will surface. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Spa. For a complete list of services, call 416-925-6306. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Center on Yonge, just south of St. Clair.
Now, realtor Melanie Martin joins us. She, too, has been nominated in the category of the Toronto Star Reader's Choice Awards Realtor. She definitely deserves the recognition. To her, being a realtor is more than just involving business and money. It's listening to clients. It's discovering their wish list and then helping them find their dream home north of Toronto. And she joins us with, I hope, her deal of the week. Good morning, Melanie.
Yes, good morning, Marilyn. I'm definitely interested in giving the deal of the week, but I was just going to chat a few minutes about people's vision, because I think everyone has that dream and they have sort of a vision, but sometimes they need to kind of streamline it. So I wanted to invite the listeners to call me anytime and discuss what they really think they want, because I can kind of get an idea in just a few minutes of conversation what they're looking for, where they want to be, and what they want to accomplish, because you may not know it till you see it. So We have a discussion. I look at properties. I send it by and say, what do you think of this or that or whatever? And then we get sort of a meeting of the minds. Once we have that, Marilyn, I can set up an auto-send program that will give them those type of properties sent right to their email or in any other way that they need, because I know that some people are old school and I can just send them something through the mail or give them a phone call. Anyway, so with that in mind, I want them to call and say, hey, I really would like to be in this area. I would really like room for extended family. I want to be close to the water, or I want to be on the water, or I just want some land to have a garden in the backyard. So at this particular time with summer and the full sun and beautiful breezes, you're thinking of waterfronts. Well, they are expensive as far as purchasing, and they're expensive with taxes. So I'm always looking at properties that are maybe only a block from the water. So, Marilyn, my deal of the week is actually a little property that will need a little renovation, but it's wonderful. It has 1,000 square feet. It is a three-bedroom frame dwelling with a basement. It is, the lot is 100 by 150, and it's only about a block and a half from the water, and I would say about an hour and 20 minutes north of Toronto. It's a lovely little opportunity as a fix-me-upper, but a good price to get you started in that marketplace.
Well, now I'm dying to know how much it is. How much is it?
Oh, yes, I didn't even mention. This one is $299,900. Can you believe it?
You know what? Nothing starts with a two in Toronto unless it's million. So $299,900. It might be a positive that's a fixer-upper, because then you can put your own taste and feel into making it your home and your cottage. And I guess you could use this all year round, or is it just for summer?
This one at this point would probably be just a three-season cottage, but there's a few things you can do and make it year-round for yourself. Just invest a little time and money.
So if anyone wants guidance, here's a realtor who will listen to you, who helped listen and hear your vision, have your wish list ready, and then she'll find you your dream home. Melanie Martin, a nominee for Toronto Star Reader's Choice Award under Real Estate. And your number, Melanie?
Yes, please call me anytime at 1-800-357-4193. And I want to say thank you that I was even nominated. It's nice to be recognized. And I'm actually mentoring my son, Harrison Martin, who's also a broker. And he will learn the same lessons that I'm giving out to everyone I come in contact to.
I think it's important to listen to people, to discover their dreams, and to make them happen. Then everyone's happy. It's a win-win. 1-800-357-4193. Perhaps this cottage for $299,900 will be for you. And if not, I'm sure Melanie can come up with something else. I look forward to another deal of the week next week, Melanie.
Yes, Marilyn, I'm always on the hunt for our listeners. And I want to wish you all a happy Canada Day, happy Canada Day week.
Thank you, Melanie. 1-800-357-4193. It all starts with someone listening to you and then acting. Thank you again, Melanie.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Making people happy, guiding them so they can discover and understand the benefits of home sharing is the expertise of Dorothy Mizzou of GoldenGirlsCanada.ca. And I'm happy to welcome her here now. Also, I'm happy to congratulate her on her nomination, because she too has been nominated for the Toronto Star Reader Choice Awards. Good morning, Dorothy, and congratulations.
Thanks so much, Marilyn. It's really, I'm so honored to be nominated. That's great. You were talking earlier about the importance of taking action, and that's so much what I'm about. I know I've heard from so many people that say, oh, I wish I'd heard about you a couple of years ago before I sold my house and moved into this tiny condo. It would have been perfect for me because I loved my house. And so I'm just trying to spread the word as much as I can so that people do know there is an option where they can stay in their home and be happy staying there. And as you know, I do monthly workshops. I have one coming up on next Saturday, July 10th. My goodness, the summer is going by, starting at 12:30. And happy to have people come ask me about it. And there's a really easy action step to take that is such a low first step that anybody can do it. And I hope you do. If you're the least bit curious about home sharing, go on my website, www.goldengirlscanada.ca. Right in the middle there, there's take a quiz. So it's a very short quiz you can take, and it kind of takes you through all the benefits of home sharing. And having done that, you can decide if you want to register for the workshop or if you want to have a conversation with me, you can book a phone call. I'm always happy to talk about home sharing, as you know. And my goodness, you know, I was just looking recently, a presentation that I did, it took some research, and I just found out just from Statistics Canada that there are already like 575,000 homes across the country where unrelated adults are sharing a home together, either two or more people sharing a home. So, you know, it's already being done. And, you know, it was done when I was a kid because my next door neighbors, two sisters living together. In the other direction, there were two sisters and a brother. That I know even my aunt, she had my grandmother living with her for a while. And after my grandmother passed, she shared a home with a friend of hers. So, you know, this has been going on for years. It's not such a new thing, really. But in this current day and age, we all think of being individuals and we have to have our own place and our own corner. But people say they're happier, they're eating and sleeping better, and they're feeling safer in their own homes with someone around. So just take that tiny first step. You know, go on the website, take the quiz, and see what home sharing is all about and how it could really be a happy solution for you.
Well, I understand why you're a nominee, because you are getting the word out about home sharing. 575,000 shared homes. Wonderful good news. And your workshop, that's a matter of taking action. If you like what you hear, these words are here to explain what home sharing is about. If you're looking for a housemate, whether you're a homeowner or someone who's renting right now, this might be an option for you. hello@goldengirlscanada.ca is email. goldengirlscanada.ca is the website. And to speak to Dorothy herself, 416-550-4015. When you speak, you get answers. When you get answers, you can consider what's the best action for yourself. If you know little or nothing about home sharing, Dorothy Mazzeau is happy to educate you. Dorothy, thank you and congratulations again on your nomination.
Thanks so much, Marilyn.
In a moment, I'll return as Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor, and then we'll get our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach, and there's lots more to follow, all from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Why do they call them cookies anyway?
Seniors Tech Services. Computer classes for seniors in Toronto and the GTA.
I wonder what this button's for.
We'll teach you and everything else about your smartphone or iPad. SeniorsTechServices.ca. We also make house calls.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca and experience the new normal.
Be the next to take up urban poling and never worry about falling down again. Receive 1 hour of training on the best urban poles from ADP Medical Supplies and Services. Walk straight, improve your balance, and get moving as part of your own walking group. New to urban poling? Learn the ABCs from ADP. Call Susan at 416-551-5513.
Back as Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor. I'm proud of the From a Woman's Perspectives team for being nominated for so many categories in the Toronto Star Reader's Choice Awards. And I'm happy to say I too was nominated under Shopping Women's Fashions. Please take a moment to visit the Toronto Star Reader's Choice Awards website and vote for our team. We can all use your support and we'll be grateful for it. Also, I'm happy to say that my new format for my store, Marilyn's, by appointment only, is a success. I've had the pleasure of meeting listeners and being their personal stylist. Thank you to Dawn, Gail, Betty, Kay, Audine, Rose, each who gave me the opportunity to do what I love, dress them and help them pull their best look together. I invite any woman listening to feel free to call me and book a date and time for their personal stylist appointment with me. I'll be glad to be your wardrobe doctor. You're welcome to bring any items you want advice about, or just bring yourself and your thoughts, and together we'll find clothes to make your heart sing. Just call me at 416-504-6777 to get started. Also, next Saturday, July the 10th, is our next Healthy Bra Clinic. If you wish to experience the amazing bra, now's the time to do it. Just call the same number to book your appointment, 416-504-6777. And now a quick happy story. Audine joined me at my store, Maryland's. She works in a place where she's the oldest person and hasn't shopped in a long time. She asked me to help her put a stylish look together so she could feel confident she looked her best at work or anywhere. And that's just what we did. Using Maryland's comfort wear as a base, one black pant, animal print pant, sleeveless top and jacket, tan bra-friendly tank and a matching soft jacket, a red three-quarter sleeve ruched top for spice, a layered black and white floaty sleeveless dress. That made 8 pieces of clothing. We layered them, we took advantage of their malleability and created flattering looks by tying them and moving them around. And most of these items will take her 4 seasons of the year. She left with bags full, a smile on her face, and me smiling because she was happy and I was content that we'd done it right. Mission accomplished. If you want a few new things or a whole new look, I promise you that together we can determine what will work best for you, and then I'll show you the possibilities. I have clothes for every woman, size 2 to 24, and I'm happy to dress you. All you have to do is call 416-504-6777, and I'll make it happen. In a moment, I'll be back as your host with Christine, the health coach, and we'll continue being empowered by the experts from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio.
Being at home for this long has taught us you can never have too much comfort wear for every season and time of day. Maryland has made being comfortable and stylish easier for all women with the launch of Maryland's online store. Now you can shop from home at marylands.ca or arrange a shopping appointment with the wardrobe doctor as your personal stylist. The choice is yours. Shop online at marylands.ca or call 416-504-6777 and ask for Maryland. Be comfortable in your own skin and in clothes from Maryland's.
Now, another member of the From a Woman's Perspectives team, who's a Toronto Star People's Choice Award nominee, Christine, the health coach, joins us. Good morning, Christine, and congratulations on your nomination.
Good morning, Marilyn, and thank you, and congratulations to you and everyone on the team that was nominated. Since I had no physical contact with my clients because of COVID-19, virtual online training was the key to keeping everyone on track with their workouts and nutritional counseling. Online training is a huge time saver because there is no traveling by car or subway, no looking for a parking spot, and no traveling back and forth from home to work. My clients set time aside during their day to join in on my group or private training sessions. Group training is such a time saver because all sessions are only 30 minutes. Consisting of body weight exercises and band work. You don't need any special equipment, only bands and some weights. Marilyn, there's 168 hours in a week. All you need is 30 minutes, 3 to 4 times per week to look better, feel better, and have more energy to enjoy your life. So listeners, if you'd like to have more information on how to get started on my online training, just call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, christinethehealthcoach.com. And if anyone would like to vote, go to Toronto Star Reader's Choice Awards. I'm in 2 categories. First, Best Overall Service Health, Wellness, Fitness, and Beauty under Christine Steiger, the Health Coach. And 2, Professional Services under Virtual Instruction and Training, christinethehealthcoach.com.
Christine, I congratulate you again, and I thank you for my workouts, and I look forward to having a good tip next week.
Excellent. Thank you, Marilyn.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
seniors
to me.
Seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now I'm proud and happy to introduce another Toronto Star Reader's Choice Award nominee for my stellar From a Woman's Perspective team, Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile. Good morning, Lori, and congratulations.
Good morning, Marilyn, and thank you. I'm honored that Moving Seniors with a Smile has been nominated for the third time in 3 years for the Toronto Star Reader's Choice Awards. Some of our listeners may remember that we won second place in 2019 and then first place in 2020. So I can't thank our loyal client base and listeners enough for your continuing faith in and votes for our complete range of tailored senior move management services. Marilyn, your earlier words resonated with me today as I watched people reacting differently to the reopening. I enjoyed dinner on a patio last weekend with friends, and we were talking about feeling ready to prudently move forward with safe practices in place. Some, though, have felt their isolation severely over this past year and a half and are worried about leaving the perceived safety of their homes. In our small business, we continue to observe public health measures and wear masks indoors, even when I know that everyone present has received both vaccine doses. I believe in safety first. But I also know that moving ahead with words and deeds, as you said, Marilyn, is important to our mental health and well-being. Since Wednesday, as we've moved to stage two, I've had my hair cut and colored at my favorite salon, and I've also had a pedicure both at small businesses who have managed to hang on. There is a rush, yes, for appointments, but as with my business, I navigate changing circumstances well. I also rely on the excellent relationships I've developed with suppliers, both personally and professionally. Frankly, that has worked wonders for me and for our own small business at Moving Seniors with a Smile. Yes, there are those who perceive risk differently. They may not feel ready yet to move forward with words or deeds, even knowing there's a move ahead. My recommendation to everyone in this situation is to take small steps, utter the words, make the list, pick up the phone, and know you have taken action to better your situation. There's no need to feel overwhelmed about your upcoming move or downsizing project when you have a professional and savvy senior move manager on your team. We can help, and all you have to do is pick up that phone.
And the number 416-697-8106. And when you dial that number, 416-697-8106, you'll reach Lori Bell, a person who listens, who has experience, and who will act not just from her knowledge base, but from her heart. And that's why you're going to win, Lori. Congratulations, and I look forward to good news.
Okay, thank you very much, Marilyn. Have a great week.
Thank you. And once again, congratulations are in order. The Total Access Center, Daniel Wiskin, has been nominated for the Toronto Star Reader's Choice Awards under Home Improvement. And here to share a happy story and good news is Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center. Good morning, Daniel, and congratulations.
Good morning, Marilyn, and thank you so much. You know, once again, Total Access Center has been nominated under the category of Bathroom Design and Renovation. We have won in the past, and it would be so nice to win again. These past couple years have been some of the most challenging times in our business due to the lockdowns of stores not being open and materials being limited. Even through all the obstacles the pandemic has brought us, Total Access Center has persevered and delivered top-notch quality service. We really specialize in accessible bathroom design and renovation. For instance, this past week, I met with Ms. Sloan, who lives in a two-story house and was told her accessible shower can't be accessible. It's unachievable. There wasn't really an explanation for it other than the fact that the contractor had no prior experience dealing with accessibility and gave the client wrong information. This is very common in our industry, as it's really a specialty and takes years of experience to understand the layers and inner workings of how it all comes together. After I met with Ms. Sloan, she didn't doubt for a second that Total Access Center was a company to hire for her bathroom renovation. We are hired to build her an accessible bathroom of her dreams, including a non-step tiled shower, non-slip heated flooring, a comfort height toilet, a wider door, and a specialty vanity to make her bathroom just like she wants it. We'll be starting this project in the near future, and Ms. Sloan really can't wait for us to start.
Well, you're known for listening to people's wish lists and making them happen. A dream bathroom can be yours. How do you do the total bathroom check?
The total bathroom check, so you can give me a call. I'll come out and I give you an assessment of your bathroom. It comes with a full design, so you can see what it's going to look like in 2D format. And I can give you a quote so you know how much it's going to cost. So the total bathroom check is usually $59.95, and I want to give it for free today for the first two callers.
So a show special, all you have to do is call Daniel Wiskin, tell him your wishes, he'll make them a reality. That's what's important, listening to words and acting on them. And the phone number, Daniel?
647-206-6409.
647-206-6409. If you wish to have a gorgeous bathroom that's accessible, all you have to do is make the call and speak to Daniel. And remember the name, Total Access Center. They are nominees for the Toronto Star Reader's Choice Awards. Thanks and congratulations again.
Thanks so much, Marilyn.
Time once again to say goodbye and thank you. Thank you to all the healthcare workers and essential service providers. And thank you to Kelly and Carlos and the production team. And thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. And a special thank you to you for taking the time to speak with us this hour. So you have about 10,000 minutes until we speak again here on Zoomer Radio. You have time to refresh your to-do list and to actually tackle some of the easier tasks. Ticking off done will give you satisfaction. Completing tasks will make time for your bigger to-dos. Examine your list. Whatever you wish to do, you can. And you can have the help of your From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts or anyone else that you choose to share your words with, anything that's in your heart and mind. Then you'll be empowered to take action based on solid information, and you can take time to think. But remember, good thoughts are just that until you share them and execute them. Use your words as a stepping stone. Share your goals and dreams with others, and then you'll have their expectations to fulfill. And it can motivate you to move forward to act so that in the end, you'll accomplish what you desire. Talk is cheap, but it's a useful tool. For once you speak your plan, your promise to act is crystallized, and the next step is to work to make it so. All the best intentions and biggest dreams stay in your head until you speak your plan and act on your words. Your thoughts may be wonderful, but they will not take root and grow unless you move to make them a reality. Don't be a person whose words are air. Be true to yourself and resolve to make your dreams a reality. One step at a time, your results will show that you are a doer, not just a talker. And now, my words must say goodbye. Stay well, and please use today's words to motivate you to take actions you need to move towards your goals and complete them. Goodbye until we speak again from a woman's perspective next Saturday at 8 here on Zoomer Radio. Take care and know that you can do it. Think it, speak it, and then act, and it will all come together. Until next week, take care.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello, I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. for seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.